For the purposes of this session, we will be using both financial year 2010 and financial year 2011 rates. In this session, we'll examine the rules relating to interest on late paid tax and how it is calculated. Interest runs from the due date to the date of payment of the tax, where it is paid late. This applies to all payments of corporation tax, both quarterly installments and balancing payments. The rules also apply to all companies. So small companies, who are required to pay their tax 9 months and 1 day from the end of the accounting period, will also be charged interest where they pay that tax late. Problems are experienced particularly by larger companies, as tax due by installments is based on the tax liability of the current year. Yet the payments are made during the year. So a company will have a problem of estimating its tax bill, which could well change during the year, so what they pay may not reflect their actual liability. If the company doesn't pay enough tax, interest on overdue tax will run. If they pay too much tax, they will get repayment interest, but at a lower rate. The best way to demonstrate this is to look in detail at a worked-through example. Guesswork Limited has a 12-month accounting period ended on the 31st of May 2011. At the time of making its first installment of corporation tax, it estimates its taxable profit to be £2 million. The amount of tax due on the first installment date will be £139,167. The due date is the 14th of December 2010, being 6 months and 13 days from the start of the chargeable accounting period. As it has a 12-month accounting period, each installment will be 3/12, i.e. 25% of the estimated tax due. At the beginning of March 2011, the company wins a major new contract and duly predicts that this will increase its taxable profit to about £2.2 million. Its second installment of tax is due on the 14th of March 2011. This is 3 months after the preceding installment, so the company should make a corporation tax payment as follows. The liability due to date is £306,167, which is 50% of its liability, i.e. two lots of 25%. We deduct what has already been paid by installments, and we will advise the company to make a payment of £167,000. The next installment is due 14 days after the company's year end, and by that time, the company's draft accounts reveal a profit of £2.25 million. The next installment is due on the 14th of June 2011, 3 months after the preceding installment. Therefore, the company will be advised to pay the following amount. Based on the profit, the liability for the year is £626,250. And by now, the company should have paid three 25% installments, totaling 75%, which is £469,687. Deduct what has already been paid, the company will be advised to pay £163,520. By the time we get to the final installment, the company has been audited. If the auditors have been doing their job properly, they will be reducing the taxable profit, which is exactly what they did, to £2.15 million. The next installment is due on the 14th of September 2011, which is 3 months and 14 days from the end of the chargeable accounting period. Therefore, the fourth installment is due as follows. The liability is now £598,417, all of which must have been paid to date. We deduct what has already been paid by installments, leaving us with a final installment of £128,730. The company prepares its final corporation tax computation with all the appropriate adjustments in February 2012. the taxable profit turns out to be £2.19 million. The liability to tax is £609,550. £598,417 has already been paid by instalments, so £11,133 remains outstanding. The company should pay this amount as soon as possible. As we have seen, the company's tax payments have been different in each instalment, which is fairly normal, given the fact that estimates do change almost on a daily basis for many companies. What we must do at the end of the chargeable accounting period is summarize what has been paid, which is as follows. This we also do on a cumulative basis, and what we must then do is compare this with what was actually due, given the final liability. The final liability was £609,550 that should have been paid in four equal 25% instalments of £152,387 each. What we then do is compare that on a cumulative basis to what has actually been paid. That enables us to work out the under and over payments at each instalment date. Let's take the 14th of December 2010. The company was required to pay £152,387, but actually only paid £139,167. Therefore, the company has underpaid tax of £13,220 at that point. Moving to the 14th of March 2011. The company was required to pay £304,774 by this date, but it had actually paid £306,167. So it has overpaid its tax at that point by £1,393. Moving to the 14th of June 2011. The company was required to pay £457,162, but had actually paid £469,687. Therefore, it overpaid its tax by £12,525. Taking the last instalment, it should have paid £609,550 by the 14th of September 2011. But had only actually paid £598,417. Therefore, it underpaid its tax at that point by £11,133. Let us now think about the interest position. Summarised on the screen are the under and over payments in each period, and the revenue will issue an interest statement once the corporation tax return has been submitted and the final liability has been ascertained. The interest demand in Guess Work's case will be as follows. In respect to the first period, and assuming an interest rate of, say, 7%, the underpayment running between the 14th of December 2010 and the 13th of March 2011 creates an interest charge of £228.18. In respect of the slight overpayment of tax between March 2011 and June 2011, let's assume a refund rate of interest of, say, 5%. Interest is always given at a lower rate than companies are charged at. That is commercial reality. This will create an interest credit of £17.56. In respect of the overpayment of £12,525 between June and September, this will create an interest credit of £157.85. Finally, the underpayment of tax of £11,133 between September 2011 and February 2012 will create an interest demand of £358.70. The total interest demand, therefore, is £411.47. The revenue will raise an interest demand which must be settled within 30 days. And if the interest demand is itself settled late, interest will be charged on that as well. One thing the company could have done to reduce the interest bill would have been to pay the £11,133 earlier. The revenue has confirmed that they will accept tax payments at any time, provided we make it clear which accounting period we're allocating them to. So, if Guesswork had done their corporation tax calculation a little earlier, say sometime in November, and had paid £11,133 at that point, the interest demand would have been stopped at that point onwards. It is therefore recommended to compute the corporation tax as soon as it is practical. Finally, let's consider the effect of loss carryback claims on the interest provisions. Where losses are carried back under Section 37 CTA 2010, it is likely to result in a repayment of tax in respect of the prior year. When calculating the interest on this repayment, we must treat the tax repaid as relating to the accounting period of the loss, unless the repayment arises in respect of an accounting period that falls wholly within the 12 months prior to the one in which the loss arose. If the accounting period does fall wholly within the previous 12 months, the repayment interest is calculated from the due and payable date of the accounting period in which tax was overpaid. Unless, of course, the tax was not paid on time in that accounting period, in which case it will run from the actual payment date. If the carryback reduces an amount of unpaid tax, interest will cease to run from the due date of the period in which the loss was made, unless the accounting period fell wholly within the 12 months before the one in which the loss arose. This concludes the session on interest on late paid tax.